Good morning, new beginnings. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Today's message will be coming to you from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Again, the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. I will be reading from the English Standard Version, and it reads, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet, I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you? You of little faith. So, do not worry saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious and wonderful God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this message, dear God, that you have blessed Minister Porter to deliver to your people. We pray that it will be delivered in a manner that is pleasing to you and acceptable to all hearts who hear this message. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today's message is entitled, "Do Not Worry," or "Don't Worry." The coronavirus has interrupted our normal way of life. Our schools, malls, restaurants, barbershops, salons, and beaches closed. Our sports competitions and church services suspended. Our airlines are losing millions of dollars a day. Millions of people are jobless, hospitals at capacity, students losing valuable hours of learning, businesses unable to sustain operation, and hundreds of thousands of deaths have been reported from around the world, and as of yet, there is no vaccine. People are confused, frustrated, and anxious because of the unknown, because of the indecisiveness of our leaders, because of the mixed messages being reported and demonstrated by our leaders. According to Paul's letter to the Philippians, he tells them, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Today, I want to provide three reasons why worrying is worthless to a Christian. Today's scripture is a part of a biblical collection of religious teachings and ethical sayings of Jesus Christ known as the Sermon on the Mount, found in chapters 5 through 7 of the book of Matthew. The Sermon on the Mount was delivered on a mountainside outside of Galilee, not far from Capernaum, shortly after Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Now, this sermon marks the beginning of Jesus' early ministry and is based on a new law of love as opposed to the old law of retribution. The Sermon on the Mount is an invitation to live under grace and experience blessings and rewards from living Christ-like. It is also a revelation through Jesus to his people to live completely committed for God through faith, not simply through external action of keeping the law. Now in chapter 6, Jesus calls for simple devotion and secrecy in the proper manner of giving, the proper way to pray, and guidelines on fasting. Jesus then points the disciples and listeners to storing up treasures in heaven as opposed to on earth. And then he transitions about trusting God. Now in verses 25 through 33, Jesus says to his disciples and listeners, do not be anxious. Do not give way to anxiety. Do not worry about your life. Jesus is talking about essentials, food, water, clothing. Let's take a look at why worrying is worthless to a Christian. In verse 25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. The word therefore signals a logical conclusion of a previous thought mentioned. Therefore, we have to go back to verses 19 through 24 to understand what that previous thought was. Now, in verses 19 through 24, Jesus is counseling his disciples and listeners to store up treasures in heaven rather than on earth. He is talking about material possessions in excess of our needs. Storing up treasures in heaven means to live a life focused on God, seeking godly approval rather than human approval, and seeking spiritual rewards rather than material rewards. If we are laying up our treasures on earth, we are laying up our material rewards on earth, then our heart is on our earthly treasures. If we are laying up our treasures on earth, then we are not dependent upon God or trusting God to provide us with our every need. Meaning that our focus is elsewhere. Our focus is not on God. And if we are not trusting, if we are not focused on God, if we are laying up our treasures on earth, then we are not dependent upon God or trusting God to provide us with our every need. And if we are not trusting God to provide us with our every need, then who are we trusting? In the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 24, Jesus tells his disciples and listeners that no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And the reason you cannot serve God and money is because the devotion to money can inflict serious harm to your life. Money gives us access to luxury, to options. And with more money, more options, more desires, comes anxiety in the form of choice, security, and fulfillment of desires. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. For the love of money, a root of all kinds of evil. It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pangs. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Therefore, if you want to lay up treasures in heaven, you must do whatever makes you a little more like Jesus, and you must do whatever makes your life on earth a little more heavenly. Meaning, live simply. Avoid excessive accumulation. Give to those who can't pay you back. Invest in missionary work. Tithe to your local church. Give of yourself. The previous thought mentioned is the impossibility of dividing your service. You cannot serve two masters. Those with anxiety or those who worry about life worship mammon, while those without anxiety worship the providing God. Worry is simply an instrument that measures one's God. Therefore, do not be anxious about life, or take no thought for your life, nor for your body. Verse 26, 28 through 30. Now in these verses, Jesus uses birds and flowers of the field, lilies, to get his point across. There are various kinds of birds or fowls. They are numerous and some are ravenous, but they are all fed and fed with food convenient for them. It is rare that any of them perish for want of food. Even during the winter, these birds are fed without any care of their own. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and our Heavenly Father feeds them. Men often feed upon them, but they seldom feed them. Yet these birds are fed. These birds are least useful to man, so they are least within God's care. These birds do not discover by chance a grain of corn, but by the providence of God. These birds make no provision for the future themselves, and yet every single day, as each day comes, provision is made for them, and their eyes wait on God, who provides food for all flesh. You see, I'm reminded about how the Israelites, while wandering in the desert, grumbled against Moses and Aaron because they thought they would starve to death in the desert and wish they had died by the Lord's hand in Egypt. God provided manna for the Israelites as a way for them to fully rely on him. If he provided manna and the Israelites had fresh grain supply nearby, they wouldn't really care about God's provision because they would have had what they needed. But God had to put them in a situation so that they would fully rely on him. God had to put them in a situation where they had few options, so they had to exercise trust that God would provide the next day the same way he had the day before. I mean, think about it. If God feeds the birds of the air, the least within his care, would he not feed those he created in his image? See how the flowers of the field or lilies grow? Lilies are the grass of the field. They are distinguished by their colors. Lilies are still, but grass. Though they are much admired, they are still, but grass. Consider how fair, how fine the lilies are, how they grow, what they grow from. The root of the lily in winter is lost and buried underground. Yet, when spring returns, it appears and starts up in a little time. They grow out of obscurity, and in a few weeks, they come to be very beautiful. The lilies toil not as men do to earn clothing. Neither do they spin as women do to make clothing. Nor do they toil as servants to earn their garments. It's as though they do not have a care in the world. The lilies trust our Father's providence. Now, these two illustrations should teach us to look upon the birds of the air and learn to trust God for food. To look upon the flowers of the field and learn to trust God for clothing. These two illustrations gives us an example that worrying is worthless to a Christian because worrying is unnecessary. It is unnecessary for a Christian to worry about food and clothing when it will be provided for you by our loving and providing God. verse 27. Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Of course, the answer is no. I cannot add a single hour to my life by worrying. However, one might be able to subtract some hours off their life. Did you know that a large percentage of our illnesses are related to worry, anxiety, and stress? That 38% of all deaths are heart-related, and many of those are related to hypertension, high blood pressure, and anxiety? Did you also know that worrying has been linked to cancer, lung ailments, accidents, cirrhosis, gastrointestinal illnesses, and suicide? We did not arrive at the stature we are by our own care and thought. We did not arrive at the stature we are at the age we are, but by the providence of God. An infant of 22 inches has grown up to be a man or woman of 6 feet, and how was one inch after another added to his stature, his or her stature? By the providence of God. Be thankful to God for your conveniences against your inconveniences, and take what God has blessed you with as it is. There is absolutely no fruit or benefit to worry about things we have absolutely no control over. As a Christian, we should be planting seed to provide fruit. There is absolutely no fruit or benefit to worrying about things we have absolutely no control over. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, he tells us to say to those who have an anxious heart. So those of you who have an anxious heart today, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. See, worrying is worthless to a Christian because worrying is unfruitful. Verse 31. So, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Do not give way to the least anxiety about what ye shall eat. Don't even worry about what we shall, or what we shall drink, or what we shall. Don't even worry about it, because the pagans seek after these things. If we are Christians, then we cannot seek the things that the pagans seek after. And if the pagans seek after things or worry about what they shall eat, what they shall drink, what they shall wear, then we as Christians should do the opposite of what they do. Do not give way to the least anxiety about what we shall eat or what we shall drink or what we shall wear. Why? Because the pagans seek after these things. The pagans seek after these things with care and anxiety because they are without God in the world and do not understand His providence. And as a Christian, we should understand the providence of God. And because we understand the providence of God, we should not be seeking the things that the pagans seek after. We know that our God loves us. We know that our God will provide for us. And because we know these things, we should not be worried about what we shall eat or what we shall drink or what we shall wear. But they also seek after these things because they fear and worship their idols, but doesn't know how to trust their idols for deliverance and supply. They can't worship God because they are in fear of their own idols. Thoughtfulness about the world is a pagan sin and unbecoming to Christians. Your heavenly Father loves you and pities you and is ready to help you. He knows that you have a need for all these things and has the wherewithal to supply all your needs. He knows our needs better than we do ourselves. Therefore, Go to your Father with all your thoughts, concerns, and cares, and tell Him whether you have or have not. Worrying is worthless to a Christian because worrying is unbecoming to a Christian. This scripture emphasizes that the Father, who has demonstrated His generosity throughout all creation, knows our needs. And if we will seek first God's kingdom and righteousness, all these things will be given to you as well, which means there is no need to worry. See, worry about the support of your life is needless and powerless. Anxiety about what you will wear is equally needless and powerless. When we worry, we are left with more things to worry about, and the more things we worry about takes our focus away from our Heavenly Father. See, worrying is a sin, and a sin separates us from God. Worrying is a distraction, and distractions take our focus away from God. The more we worry, the greater the chance we lose our focus on God, thereby losing our fellowship with God. God has promised to provide for those that are His all things needful for life, as well as godliness, the life that now is food and clothing, not luxuries, but necessities. So, do not worry about your life, what we shall eat, drink, and wear, or things in the future, because worrying about your life is useless, unfruitful, and unbecoming a Christian. Let us pray. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you peace. Amen.